Marcus Hom lives at 1309 Joa Street, and at a recent meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission, he received permission to also use his home for an internet-based gun sale business. The commission granted Hom a conditional use permit in a 4-to-1 vote, with only David Kensinger voting against it in the end. Hom's next-door neighbor Andy Payne spoke up at the meeting, expressing concerns about increased traffic and noise.
I feel when I come home, it should be a home, not a business. We have kids that play up and down on the street. We have a playground at the end of our street. I'm just not looking forward to more traffic for sales of whatever, guns, what he's selling. So that's my concern, is because it's right on my back deck.
Hom said the business will be primarily based online, dismissing concerns about increased traffic.
The amount of traffic that I'm going to have through there isn't any higher than what would be normal in the neighborhood for regular social activities. So I don't really specialize in in-town sales. My big thing is internet sales. And then in-town is just going to be things like, primers or ammunition occasionally.
Payne was not convinced and later reiterated her concern about increased noise from business-related traffic. She also worried about the sale of guns.
And it concerns me to have guns, that many. I don't know what he's going to keep in stock or what, but we have, theft and things going on throughout the town, and guns are something people take seriously. So,
Commissioner Otis Marsh spoke up during the discussion, asking whether Hom plans to keep inventory on site.
Are you going to be stocking firearms at your place?
Yes, that's correct. And I already have my federal firearms license, so I can, I have the appropriate federal permits to sell firearms legally as a business versus, just as a private individual.
He said, though on-site sales of ammunition will be a primary part of his business, he won't be keeping large quantities of ammunition in stock.
There's probably folks here in town that are avid reloaders that have more powder, ammunition, whatever, than I do in my business.
In an email sent to the commission and read at the meeting, Julie Sheldon said she doesn't think Hom's business would be good for the neighborhood, adding the business will be close to a playground and ballpark with many young children. Sheldon also expressed concerns about increased traffic and noted a recent attempt to break into a home on the street. Rexanne Stafford also commented by email, saying she does not object to the business as long as it's discreet. Stafford asked the commission to apply certain conditions to the permit, including prohibiting both signs and advertising for the business around Hom's home and on-street parking. She referred to conditions previously applied to a permit given to Greg Townsend. Townsend also lives on Joa. Hom said parking will not be an issue, as he has enough room in his driveway to eliminate the need for street parking. And in response to a question from Commission Chairman Chris Fry, he said he thinks he will average less than one customer per day.
I'd say a busy week would probably be maybe 5 people stopping in. Like I said, it's not the business is not based on sales as a retail storefront to local people. There's only 3,000 people in town, so that's not really a good business model. What I'm doing is trying to sell higher-end packages over the internet to people.
During discussion on whether to grant the permit, Commissioner Richard Burke said he's spoken with a neighbor of Hom's who is in favor of his application. He voted for approval.
I know Marcus has 2 young children, and so I'm not... He's very responsible, so I'm not concerned with him locking up the weapons. I'm fairly confident he will.
Commissioner Harold Madalyn also voted for granting the permit, though he questioned what the commission could do if traffic became an issue. That was later resolved with a decision to review the permit after 1 year.
I grew up in a house full of guns. Never got any holes shot in myself or anything, and hope I never do, I don't think there's anything objectionable about a gun-related business like this.
Otis Marsh voted against approval at first before changing his vote to pass the measure. His concern was with the neighbors who are against the business.
I guess the only reason I'm against this, or sort of against it anyway, is that I've talked to 2 people that don't want it, that are neighbors. Other than that, I'm for it.
Chris Fry also voted to grant Hom the permit, while David Kensinger voted against it. During discussion, Hom brought up that firearms are a divisive topic, but said the business shouldn't be a concern for public safety.
In my personal opinion, firearms are very similar to like a vehicle, where if they're used irresponsibly, yes, they can cause harm to an individual. But it's actually my discretion as a federal firearms licensee of who I sell to and who I don't sell to. So even if somebody were to pass a background check, I don't have to sell them a firearm.
In granting the permit, the commission added conditions limiting the hours of operation, prohibiting on-street parking, signs advertising the business, and employees working on site. The permit will expire if Hom sells or transfers his property, and it will be reviewed again in 1 year. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.